morning, and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. Good morning, everyone. This is Friday. And of course, that means today is our Friday roundup. We're going to do a quick review of our messages this week. Hopefully, you'll find some encouragement in them. And then you'll be able to take that encouragement with you into your weekend and share it with your friends and your family, maybe even some of the folks at church on Sunday. Back on Monday, we talked about one of the great current worship songs, Raise a Hallelujah. It's a marvelous song of worship, and the story behind it is even more powerful. One of the pastors at Bethel Church had a young son who became very, very ill, to the point that the doctors believed that he was going to die. The people of the church had been praying. There were thousands of people around the world who were joining them to pray for this young boy named Jackson, and still nothing was happening. Well, the worship team was praying as well. And they got together and they decided that they were going to worship by song. And they wrote this great worship song, Raise a Hallelujah. It tells us, I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than my unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah and heaven comes to fight for me. I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're going to hear my praises roar. Isn't that powerful? I absolutely love it. This song was sent by the music team to the pastor whose son was very, very sick. He began to play the song for his son on his phone over and over and over again. Wouldn't you know it? Jackson got well. The power of praise released God's power to help this boy become healthy again. There is power in our praise. There is health in our praise. There is God's goodness in our praise. And we need to raise a hallelujah everywhere that we go. On Tuesday, we had an episode called The Answer is Coming. This story is about a young couple who decided to go for a swim in the ocean, only they didn't know how much that pull from the ocean was going to drag them from the shore. And before long, they were so far out in the water, they didn't know where they were. And they remembered reading and being taught that if you are in trouble, pray. That's found in John chapter 5, by the way. So they prayed. They hadn't seen any boats around for a very long time when all of a sudden a boat came and rescued them. The amazing thing about this boat, it was named the Amen. When you are in trouble, pray, and God will send an answer. Amen. On Wednesday, we had another water-related story. It was called Sail On. There we talked about my love for the old four-masted schooners that used to sail the seven seas. I love those beautiful old sailing ships. They are amazing to me. But they had a very significant weakness. They tended to sink fairly often, especially if they were caught in a storm. That's a bit of a detriment to me if I was invited to sail on one of those across to Europe. I certainly would go for a two-hour tour along the coast, but man, to sail across to Europe? Don't think so. One of the things the captains learned to do was that if they did get into a storm, if they were somewhere near a shoreline where they could drop an anchor, they would often do that so that the boat would turn and face into the wind. And then the crew would drop over several more anchors to help hold the boat in place as it rode out the storm. Well, it's all those anchors that were holding it there that helped it to survive. You know that you and I in our lives, we have anchors. There are people and things that we rely on to help us get through the storms of our lives. And sometimes when those anchors start to be stripped away, maybe it's a relationship or a job or a home or a person in your life. If those things begin to get stripped away, we begin to suffer all the more in the storm and we feel like we're about to be destroyed by it. So we need to make sure that we have really good anchors. And the best anchor we can have is a relationship with Jesus Christ. He is an anchor for us that will never let us go. The storm will never destroy us when He is our anchor, because in Him we can trust. Yesterday was a story from 2 Kings chapter 4 called Are You Empty Enough? It's a story of a widow who had basically lost everything. she came to Elisha and said, "My husband, who served you and served God, is dead, and I'm about to lose everything." So he turned to her and said, "What do you have?" She said, "Nothing but a little bit of oil." So he instructed her to go out to all the neighbors and gather up as many jars as she could find, and then begin to pour that oil into those jars. And finally, we are told that she asked her son for another jar, and he said, "There aren't any more. They are all full, every single one of them." And then the oil stopped flowing. Sometimes, in order for us to be filled with what we need, to be filled with the joy and the power of God, we have to make sure that we empty out all of the other stuff that's keeping it from being able to flow into us. Sometimes we're hanging on to bits and pieces in our lives that we don't need or we shouldn't want. And yet we are afraid to let them go, because if we let go and let God, maybe God will do something really weird that we don't want him to do with us. But God asks of us to come to him and turn everything over to him, to empty ourselves of all of ourself and our self-desires, and to let him fill us with the good things in our lives. And when he begins to fill us, then it continues to flow and flow and flow and flow, and God's goodness works in us more and more and more. God has great plans for each one of us. God has great plans for you. He's not going to leave you where you are if you want to grow and move in him. He will bless you, but sometimes you have to get rid of those things of yourself. It's been a good week, my friends. I've really enjoyed it. It's been good to be back here with you with a voice again this week. I hope you have a great weekend. Get to church. Spend time with your friends and your families. Listen to what your pastor has to say. You might actually learn something that'll help you. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk again on Monday. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mack.